For some time now, RNIB's campaigns team have been following access to elections, and let's face it, we've had plenty to vote on over the past few years. But there have been issues with access to voting, casting your vote, if you like, in secrecy, independently, if you're blind or partially sighted. Now, there are things in place, but are they suitable? Do they always work? And are staff always trained to know exactly how to assist? Well, it would appear not all of these are correct, but there are moves afoot to make voting more accessible, and your input is required. Now, we have with us Joe Fitzpatrick from the Scottish Government to tell us a little bit more about a consultation which is taking place within the Parliament. Mr. Fitzpatrick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, then, a little bit about this consultation. What are you looking for people to feedback on?
Okay, so the consultation is open until the 12th of March, and we are asking people to comment on a whole range of ways that we might modernise Scotland's electoral system. But one of the very important areas that I'm hoping to hear about is how we can make voting more accessible to everyone in Scotland. There is no question that there are some people who, as you say, find it difficult either to cast their vote or to cast their vote in secret. And I'm really keen to hear from the blind and visually impaired community as to how we can challenge that and what would actually make a difference to help more people be able to participate in our democratic processes.
Now, RNIB has been looking at this and getting feedback from people over the years. Is it quite a complex thing to change the way that we cast our votes?
Well, I think it'll be quite radical. The way we cast our vote hasn't changed for over 100 years. You know, things have really moved on from pen and paper. So are there other things we can do, and particularly in terms with making voting more accessible to people who currently find it difficult? Just now, I think the main tool that we have to help blind and visually impaired people is the tactile device, which I understand is not the way that blind people interact anymore. We've moved on so far, and as I understand it, it's hardly ever asked for. So we really need to do more. But I need to know that if we're going to make changes, then those changes are going to make a difference. And the only people that can help us with that are the blind and visually impaired community.
Now, if I were to take an example of in the United States, the National Federation of the Blind has worked with a lot of the states there, and they do have some accessible voting which can be done electronically at the polling stations as well, and there are even online ways of submitting your postal votes as well, which are fully accessible for blind and partially sighted people. Are you keen to look at 21st century ways then of doing this?
Obviously, we need to look at all the various options. So electronic voting machines are used quite extensively, particularly in the United States and in India and other places in the world. The kind of more radical jump to online voting is not used extensively, but I think there are examples across the globe. There's clear issues that people want to be confident in the security of any system, but I think we need to find ways to overcome that. If that's the difference that's going to allow more people to participate in our democracy, then we need to find ways to achieve that. So that's what this consultation is about, hearing what will really make a difference, and then we can look at the challenges and see how we can overcome those.
But that's the actual physicalities, if you like, of understanding what's in the ballot paper and casting your vote. What about the venues themselves? You know, traditionally it's town halls and schools, etc. I mean, can people suggest other places? You know, we've heard even train stations, underground stations, bus stations as possible places to cast votes as well?
Well, these are all things that if these are the things that would really make a difference to helping people to take part in the democracy, then I want to hear about that. It would probably require a radical change in terms of the way the electoral register is produced. We'd probably need a Scottish-wide register to make those kind of changes to give that flexibility. But if that's the differences that are going to make it, that are going to allow more people to participate in democracy, then I want to hear that, and I want to be able to look at how we could achieve those changes.
Okay, so it's quite a wide-reaching one. You're looking for anything that people think will make that experience better and allow them to, you know, cast a vote in private and accessibly as well. The consultation is opened at the moment, as you say. When it closes, what are the steps that are taken after that?
So the next step will be for us to look at all the information that's come in and analyse that, and then make a decision about the things that we think we can achieve and how we can take those ideas forward. I hope that I have a big range of material to look at so that we can then decide which ones we can achieve in the short term, and maybe some will be able to be achieved in the longer term. In terms of moving to electronic or online voting, we'd almost certainly need to look at pilots first and trial that, and I'd be keen to work with the RNIB and others about how we've managed to achieve that.
So it's going to be a long journey. This isn't something which can happen very, very quickly, but you're encouraging people to take that first step to get in touch.
Absolutely. If people get in touch, then I will be looking to see if are there short-term things, are there things we can do very quickly that will make a difference, and then also are there things that we can do in the longer term that will really make a difference. This is not just about getting members of the blind and visually impaired community out there and voting. I want them involved in our politics more as well, as elected politicians.
And if people would like to take part in the consultation, how do they do that?
On our website, Scottish Government website, available in accessible formats, and I really encourage folk to make contact, and we'll send a link to you as well.
Fantastic. We'll put that onto our website as well. And we look forward to following the progress of this. But for the moment, to Joe Fitzpatrick, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.